My name's Sally O'Brien and I wrote The Guide to Copenhagen. Copenhagen is stylish, well-organised, frequently cloudy or rainy, full of good-looking people and obsessed with their next meal. Copenhagen's location makes it quite unique because it's the bridge between Europe and Scandinavia. So it's this really incredible mix of what you'd call the general Western European sort of culture, but with that sort of distinctive Scandinavian edge. Copenhagen is jazz, smørrebrød, and bicycles. Smørrebrød is the piece of bread with butter and various toppings on it. They're obsessed with it. It's very good. The locals in Copenhagen tend to be bike riding, taciturn, and very good looking. The most interesting quirk about locals in Copenhagen is that they just won't jaywalk, no matter how deserted a street is. Okay, my best piece of advice for travellers to Copenhagen is wear comfortable shoes because you'll be doing a lot of walking. When I was in Copenhagen, I definitely developed the daily ritual of walking across bridges before I went to have my morning coffee. And I would try and do as much outdoors as possible because it's a really beautiful city when the sun shines. Anytime you get a view in Copenhagen, it's quite incredible because it's a really flat city by and large. If you can get a vantage point, the views over the whole city are quite spectacular on a clear day. The most common misconception about Copenhagen is that it will cost an arm and a leg. It's actually not as bad as you'd expect, and the quality is always really high. I think the perfect soundtrack for Copenhagen is jazz, especially when the jazz festival's on. My favourite place in Copenhagen is the State Museum for Art because it's just got this incredible collection and it's housed in an incredible building. You could easily lose a day in there. My favourite thing to do in Copenhagen is to go for a swim in the Islandsbrygge Hangbadet, which I've probably just mangled. And they have a municipal bath or swimming pool in the harbour. It's an open-air pool open in summer and you can swim in the harbour. It's fantastic. Learning Danish is an exercise in frustration. It's a really difficult language, and when you get there, you realise that everyone speaks English better than you do. The Danes aren't the most effusive, forthcoming people, so in many ways it's actually quite difficult to get Danes out of their shells. You have to usually wait until they've started drinking or really sort of force yourself upon them. On a big night out, locals will generally drink a lot. No, they really, yeah, you just don't want to drink with Danes. Denmark is full of people who are very, very helpful and very, very practical. Travellers should take a sense of humour, a strong stomach, and a curious mind.